Let's record. Go ahead.
Good morning and welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe, everybody. Today is November 14th. It's Tuesday, everybody. It's 6:30 in the a.m. here on the eastern panhandle of West Virginia, broadcasting live from Bolivar. It is your original dusty-footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, everybody. And our call-in line is 304-885-0708, 304-885-0708. And sometime sidekick on the program today, I always forget this guy's name. He's kind of an asshole.
He goes under a number of names. And you know, he's like, Poncho and Lefty is what he's like.
It is getting heated, man. Between me and that announcer guy, man. I know.
Yeah, well, an announcer.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. I'm so glad you called in. And
I got nothing else. I got nowhere else to go. Richard Gere and an officer and a gentleman. I got nowhere else to go.
I know. That was a sad show.
It wasn't a show, it was a movie.
I know, but you're right. Yes.
And
I fell in love with Deborah Winger in that movie.
Oh, beautiful lady.
You know, and I liked her. You know, my favorite movie of her, though, was the one where she was off against another female actress who was acting like a Black Widow spider. Black Widow, I think it was the name of the movie.
Right.
Teresa Russell was she was seducing rich men, killing them, and then taking their money and going off and marrying another one.
Right. And wasn't Winger's character proving that? Or
Yeah, she was some FBI researcher or something.
Yeah, she was a profiler.
Yeah, right.
She was like, it was like one of the original blockbuster profiler movies.
Yeah, and I think it
was. With a female lead, which actually led to the influence of a TV show that was called Profiler.
Oh, really? But you know, you had Cagney and Lacey that came before that, probably, right? You know, in terms of TV shows, right?
Yeah. That was groundbreaking.
You know. But anyway, I mean, yeah, or just.
And I seem the two actresses' names have escaped me, but they were terrific. Still fantastic.
I don't.
Still around.
Tina, somebody. I can't. We can look that up, but we're not going to do that right now because we have an important cafe announcement to make. All right, because we're going to be having a new customer, I think, soon.
Are you?
Yeah. I think the customer is named Judge Roy Moore. Okay, because it looks like finally the turtle. Has decided no more.
I fear that you might be referring to Kentucky in a negative way.
No, Mr. McConnell, this is the first thing I've heard you do that I can even stomach with my breakfast.
I believe it. One more needs to step aside. There's no question about that.
Well, we can't agree more, sir.
So I just, you know.
We will accept him.
Occasionally, Mr. Case, I can call in a show and you're not going to agree on something. But this is beyond the pale. A man needs to go.
Yeah, right. Plus, I mean, if he's there, I mean, the Democrats don't have to campaign on anything else except pedophilia.
I don't want to get into this.
I know, right. I know. You don't want to go there, and we don't want to go there either, frankly.
That's making me really, really uncomfortable. It's just a phone call every time I talk to you.
But I'm so happy that you did call in today and that we found something to agree on.
I'm going to go ahead and leave now.
Okay, honey.
Meet with another senator, and we're gonna block this man.
Hey, watch out when they try to lift that horse down on you, okay? Be careful. All right, take care. Yeah.
He's just now getting to the front door. He's opening. Wow, does this guy move slow? Wow. I've never seen anything like it, John.
I know, man. But this is cool. But I thought this guy, apparently, why do I say, you know, Judge Moore may be a thing in the cafe? Because now, once we had
May I introduce myself, Mr. Case?
Oh, it's Mr. Zuckerberg. Thank you.
I have looked at your Facebook pages, and we have decided, my team and I, to block all of your content.
But sir.
It is offensive to good-thinking, hard-working people. We cannot allow that on Facebook. Good day.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Mr. Zuckerberg. He's gone. Let me just tell you an actual experience with Facebook and in regard to the Moosterd Cafe about last week. So, if I submit links to the Moosterd Cafe to the
I resubmit them and repost them now. I wasn't doing that before. Now I'm going all in.
Okay,
laying my cards on the table, baby.
Okay, but when I did it like a week or two ago, and I posted to the Enlightened Radio page I have, okay, as myself, as John Case, okay, and when I did that, it came back with a message that post violates our terms of service.
Oh wow.
Okay, but when I posted it as the admin of Eastern Pan of the Enlightened Radio page, okay?
Oh, well, you must be somebody important, so we're going to go ahead and let that go.
It went right through. Okay, yeah. They had a place to comment and ask a question. Okay, and I said
a female comedian, Vanessa.
But I got
Hollingshead.
No answer.
I want to tell you, Vanessa Hollingshead is very funny from New York. Was I think at a art gallery showing, and she was helping a friend who's an artist in New York. She posted some, I don't know if they're, I guess, photos, and they're, you know, a little bit risque, but it's still art, and they blocked it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They blocked her friends.
Well, I mean, they are.
They're
all getting more involved in blocking now than they were. Okay, that's
right.
Clear. Okay,
right.
But now here's, you know, now in the movie Jason Bourne, the most recent, you know, incarnation of the series, the major theme is there's a CEO, Zuckerberg, kind of like, only a little more Indian looking, I don't know, character that's in charge of a company that's just a parallel to Facebook called Deep Dream. And in there, what happens is he got his funding through government CIA security services, you know, and because of that, they have a backdoor into his system. Okay, and then he, in the movie version, the character is trying to free himself from this bond because he can see that the CIA is so incompetent in dealing with trying to get rid of the Bourne characters and all that obviously everything's going to come out, and his promises of confidentiality to his customers are going to be complete bullshit. Okay, and so he's decided to break, you know, and because, you know, the CIA or whoever, when they want something from you, they always want more. Then they want more. Then they want more. Then they want
more. We're just going to use this section over here.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
But wait, we also need that section, too. Remember that stuff I was telling you about, that one section?
Yeah, we need to profile
everybody.
We're
going to need the other section. We're going to have all of it.
We're going to have to profile everybody, yeah.
Oh, where's your patriotism?
Yeah. Anyway, so when he tries to break away from him, they try to kill him. All right. You know. So now, Zuckerberg.
John, can you hold on a second?
Yes, please.
The announcer voice. God, Jesus. Oh, what? What do you want? I just came back, John, just for a second to say that the Moosterd Cafe is currently not sponsored. Also, the reason why we call this show the Moosterd Cafe is if you live in West Virginia and you eat a Moosterd in the morning, the rest of your day is going to look bright. Thank you.
I appreciate that. A clarification on the purpose.
Jeez.
We should keep the mission up front at all times. That's true.
Why didn't he just say that in the beginning? What a...
You know, it's because you're having, you know, you're under a high stress situation. And yeah, I know you are. And I think that these voices may be, I don't know what they are. There might be police cars.
There's a lot of internal struggle.
That might be the equivalent of police cars on the highway with their sirens going.
Oh, man, I don't know. They just, it's.
Yeah. You know, it's getting crazy.
Let me just tell you one thing, Mr. Case. I have come back on the line to let you know that I have no deals with any government agencies, that I cannot fathom what you are saying. It does not make sense. Again, we will be blocking all of your Facebook content. Good day.
Thank you, Mark. I'll just have to write my own sharing service there. But, you know, we one of the projects we had in... At the last time I was at Microsoft was to they had a little contest inside about could you write a really they're all basically they're all glorified chat services is what these things are. I mean they're
I believe so. Sending information, whether they be gifts or whatever
And the key is they're everything is asynchronous, just about. Okay. In other words, a message is sent and it's always queued. Now it may be a very fast queue and you may not notice it. Okay, but everything is queued, and that whole architecture of the chat thing where. You know, it's not exactly like the phone call we're on right now. Like Skype is not a queued connection. Okay, we have a streamed connection here. Okay,
right.
So it's anyway. And once you get this queuing technology, and then all the great geeky computer scientists can streamline that queue and get it to be as fast as it possibly can be, right? And scale it.
Right. Oh, I wanted to say something very quickly that I missed. I wanted to. Just reach out and say some things. Jimmy Fallon, who's the host of the Tonight Show, lost his mother, and I just wanted to say, our thoughts and prayers are with you, Jimmy. I don't think that you're not everybody's cup of tea, but you're a very talented young man, and I think all the shows are very good. They're much better than people ever give them credit for.
You're talking about Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
Okay.
He lost his mom. Away, so.
You know, he's been. I want to tell you the late night crowd. From what I've heard, I've listened to excerpts from nearly everybody, and everybody's they're all pretty much doing the right thing, in my view.
Right, I think it's they're pretty much in lockstep. Even Jimmy has tried to stay away from what he can anymore. He knows that he has to. He had him on and tasseled his hair. And, you know, that's going to be, I think, something Mr. Fallon probably regrets. Offers were made by the Late Show with Stephen Colbert for 45 to come on. And he absolutely, positively refused.
Oh, no, he's not going to go anywhere near Colbert.
No, because Colbert would shred him. As Letterman did, and deservedly so. Letterman, he came on hocking his stupid ties, and you can see that look in his face when Letterman called him out and said, "Oh, let me take a look at where these are made. Oh, China, look at that."
I think.
And his response was, "Well, people need jobs in China."
Colbert would shred him just by mimicking him as he talked. You know, he'd say something, and Colbert would agree and go.
Everybody has a Trump impression, but one of my favorite guys, John Fugelsang, who is on SiriusXM on he's got a show called Tell Me Everything. He's on. Yeah. He's got Page Six TV. He's part of Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour. They just had a sold-out show in Los Angeles. He had the best description of how he arrived at his Trump impression. He said it, and I may screw this up, and I apologize, John, if I do. John Fugelsang. But I think he said it was, he started with Marlon Brando, but he said it was like Marlon Brando on Adderall. But that's actually apropos. That's really, that kind of nails it right there. Because everybody's got one. Everybody does the Trump impression.
By the way,
I had a very successful meeting with the murderous and awful dictator who can sing Duarte. Yes, that's his name.
Right, they had a little murder flab.
Yeah,
I murdered someone when I was young. Yeah, I'm about to murder 100 million people myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the way he's handling the drug crisis.
Yeah.
Yes, just killed him.
By the way, speaking of preposterous, right, so now we have the Justice Department.
Did you say preposterous or Papadopoulos?
Papadopoulos, preposterous, is going to investigate the Clinton Foundation. They're calling for a special counsel to
to
investigate the Clinton Foundation and also and also Obama's uranium deal with Russia.
Yes,
you know, and this is like, you know, but this is all just
a Canadian uranium deal that never went through and had nothing to do with all seven agencies that were involved in the deal and signed off on it and approved it. But, yeah, there has to be an investigation.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, right. Anyway. Well, of course. So now, one of my questions to you really is in case you run into Dr. Lecter, okay, as to, you know, people, he has his critics, all right? I'm sure there's a congressional investigation bubbling up, you know, to investigate Dr. Lecter's, you know, cooking here at the cafe. And I'm just wondering, however, what his defense might be. Maybe he should launch a counter investigation. Yeah. Oh, yes. What? Dr. Lecter.
There is absolutely no evidence. There will be no investigation.
Oh, I thought maybe you were going to call for a counter investigation into untasteful senators. Distasteful? Untasteful.
Well, there's some word that he actually has a team of people in Alabama right now. So,
there you go. Okay.
If Moore wasn't nervous before.
Yeah, he's on the menu, man. I'll tell you. That's just that guy. Well, you know, because now there's a fifth woman that's come out and accused him of assault. It's just, I mean, the guy is just
awful.
I mean, and this was a Supreme Court justice.
The thing is, a lot of the folks there had known about this for quite some time. Mm. You know, I think it's Gadsden where he's from. They all, you know, this can't be true because he's a God-fearing Christian. And I don't believe it. It's all fake news. And how come they waited 40 years?
The Bible's not.
Do you like Harvey Weinstein? Put him in jail. Put him in jail. He belongs in jail. What about Roy Moore? I want him to be a senator.
Well, however, I understand that in that hometown that he was actually an uninvited to come back to the mall, one of the malls there, because of
his trolling of
young women. They haven't completely verified that one yet. But now, you know, even well-known rumors are coming up and saying, well, gee, man, okay. So, I mean, but how does this...
I do know this. They keep talking about the numbers, and even Senator Flake said that he cannot support Moore, and he would support a write-in candidate. However, there's probably not much time, and you know, I guess because Flake is showing himself the door, he did say I would probably look at supporting Doug Jones.
However, I understand that one of Senator McConnell's options, maybe we can get him on this at some point, is that he could make a deal and appoint Jeff Sessions back to his old seat if Sessions is reported to not particularly want to stay Attorney General.
That's going to be interesting to see
I understand that because of something, there's some senatorial rule that might make that doable. I don't know the technical parts of it.
Well, I mean, they want to also not have their majority effed with. You know, that would be.
Well, sure. That would if Moore is defeated, then it would put them in. They would only have a one seat majority then.
Right.
In the Senate, so. Yeah. Anyway, now, I got to tell you that a lot of controversy is arising over this Gary Huck cartoon, which I shared on Facebook. But it's a picture of the Madonna, not Madonna the singer, Mary the Mother of God, okay?
Right.
The Mother of Jesus, and with a Me Too t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you, man. Now, I have some good friends that are devout Catholics, or you know, and they says, but it was a blessed result.
Chuck, well, okay. Give me like 15 seconds. Hold on one.
All right, man.
Just 15 seconds.
Okay.
I swear I'll be back.
Mike will be back. All right, so we're. Let me.
I just got from the back of the room and
Oh, you're back. So, I mean, I think this arose, of course, because there was a bunch of right-wing religious fools in Alabama coming up to defend Judge Roy Moore based on the Bible.
Well, there was 50 pastors that signed the. And this was prior to the interview of the young lady who came out the 5th of 16, when she was 16, talking about how he had frequented a restaurant. She was a waitress there when she was 16, and she needed a ride home, and he didn't drive her home. He drove her somewhere else, and then he tried to assault her sexually in the car. And then he threatened her. You know, and she was, her and her husband were our big-time Trump supporters.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
And Gloria Allred is representing her. So, and she has nothing to win here. There's no win here. She's not getting paid for all you troglodytic, knuckle-dragging, mouth-breathing morons in Alabama. The woman's not getting paid.
Is that what she's been accused of? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She just take the big payday. That's why she's saying all this stuff.
Oh, that's
Democrats and Democrats and Obama and the deep state is they're deepening that money and taking that money that they got from Iran and the aliens.
Right, and that's probably what Steve Bannon. They're reading Steve Bannon.
They're paying for them chemtrails so to make everybody gay. See?
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to have a regular segment with that guy. We just call him Cletus.
Okay. Yeah. Cletus. Well,
Cletus.
It's a good name for him.
Every day.
You ever know anybody named Cletus? Actually, I mean.
Actually, I met a guy named Cletus, and he was nothing like. He was from California.
Right, part of the Dust Bowl migration.
No, he wasn't. His family had moved out west years ago. He was a firefighter.
Yeah.
He's a really, really good dude.
So do they call him Cletus or just Cleet?
They called him the Big C, I think, because he's a very large man.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, either that or sir, because he was about 6'7", and about 285 pounds.
Oh, so he was, a walking...
College athlete, really big guy, just... his name was, his last name, I believe, was Italian, which is just very strange.
Remember that Larry Hooper
like,
song?
Like Cletus Morrow or Samoro. Marone. Yeah, Cletus Marone. I think that was his name.
You remember Jimmy Dean's Big Bad John?
Mm-hmm.
Every morning at 9, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245. Kind of brought him to shoulder and narrow on the hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
John. Big Bad John. And then I think Jim Croce had a...
Did he have a cover of that too? Or
not of that. He had a different song that was, similar to a big dude messing around. Big Bad Leroy Brown.
Oh, Leroy Brown, yeah.
Yeah, which was
baddest man
cool.
In the whole damn town.
Yeah.
And then there was, right, well, we had a lot of that. I mean,
Leroy Brown learned a lesson about messing with the wife of a jealous man.
I told you it was Shaft.
I'm just talking about Shaft joke.
Just talking about Shaft.
I'm just talking about Shaft.
Yeah, mother.
Mother, shut your mouth.
I remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's people who have written songs like that and retired. No, because they use songs now in so many different ways in commercials, and they have to pay for the licensing. And some of these folks, like the guy that wrote the song about a little bit of, and then he just entered a female, a little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Barbara in my life. That guy's, she's on a beach somewhere. Like, the guy's done.
Hey, how about a new, I got a new Trump campaign song. Okay. I got a thing for thugs. And I like to
do it
right on the rug with my favorite thug.
I got a thing for thugs.
My thug don't think I'm loyal. I'd pick another thug after you. And he's been going around the world, man. I mean,
my collision brings all the Russians to the yard. It's better than yours. My collision brings all the Russians to the yard.
I mean, we got Duterte Tutu. And I killed a kid. I killed a bear when I was only one, you know. Mr. Putin, who's, you know, always been riding a tough guy horse here. And and then we got...
I'm just glad both of them kept their shirts on.
No doubt. Parts of the New York Mafia. Yeah. And we got those. I mean, we just got, there's probably no end to it, right? And I'm worried about these generals. I mean, even them, the professional soldiers, are not always personally thugs. I mean, really. Some of them, I suppose, sometimes that you might foster that kind of attitude.
Do you think any of our leadership will weigh in sometime this morning in the cafe? Any of our West Virginia delegation will, representatives will chime in sometime this morning?
I don't think you're going to, if you're talking about the ones that are currently elected, no. I mean, maybe.
Potentially, like a large.
You mean Jim Justice? Jim and Justice?
Yeah, do you think
I hope so. I hope so. I mean, I'd like to hear his view of... I'd like to hear whether or not he has any... let's get the full rundown on his sexual biography.
Ooh.
Let's find out whether or not there's been some, plumbing the mines here going on.
Some less than stellar behavior while acting.
I think this may be
while acting consistently, acting morally superior to everyone else in the world.
I'm wondering
justifies my actions of what I do legislatively.
I'm wondering what a thorough investigation of all the elected Republicans would reveal. Of course, I'm sure the Democrats would not fare perfectly either. But
I remember
it's kind of a bad moment for Bill Clinton. Don't you think?
The guy, actually, Woody Harrelson played him in the movie version. Penthouse guy that had the Madam papers or whatever. He had some people looking into.
I don't remember that.
Sexual exploits. Larry Flint.
Oh, Larry Flint. Yeah, right.
And Larry Flint says that he has even more.
Oh, I bet he does. And
on all the guys and gals in Washington.
Well, once you start, circulating in the right way and you get the right, so he gets some affidavits there, he might have some...
When you get
guys that are headed toward the sort of Nazi kind of world here, which some of these folks are, in that world, abuse is a virtue, so.
And by the way, everybody, we're coming up on the top of the hour here at the Moose Church Cafe with your original Dusty Putin philosopher and host, Mr. John Case. It's Tuesday, November 14th, almost 7 a.m. Our call-in line is 304-885-0708.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't even mention me.
I'm sorry, Mike Diesel. Also, I was... I know, I'm bad, man.
The announcer should have taken care of it. That was his job. Okay, he's got one job, all right?
He should definitely say who you are, but it's Mike Diesel, a very gifted impressionist and comic, joins us in the cafe here, partly out of, we're having a mood thing going on about the country, and there's something about this cafe that girds our loins, for the perdition that awaits us down.
Hey, Case, shut up.
Okay.
All right. Jeez, hold on a second. Oh, he stopped the car! Good. I can't freaking believe. You're not supposed to shut the car. I tell him one thing, you know. Hey,
you want to
turn the car off? I'll be right back.
You want to?
I just popped in to say real quick. Listen.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes things happen. We're headed down south. Probably end up, I don't know, somewhere near Alabama. I gotta go.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I'm glad you got that assignment, buddy. Who knows who's going to disappear down there? Get ready for a depopulation.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's interesting that, you know, we had just mentioned earlier that Dr. Lecter was sending some folks.
Yes. Okay. Down to, it's town day.
Yeah, that's...
Right. He's going to build a case for the untasteful politician.
I think it... For the man of which we do not mention his name, it's going to be difficult to have a conversation with someone down there. I guess that's someone who has traveled from the north to the south quite a bit.
Well, if he calls in and says, I've been working all night, we know that, you know, there's definitely casualties around. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I've been working all night.
I've been on it. Doing it.
So President Trump's recently concluded trip to Asia, I want to read you a little paragraph here, had the potential to advance important American security and economic interests. Played correctly, his ambitious 5-country, 12-day trip could have steadied his administration's rocky start, but it left the United States more isolated and in retreat, handing leadership of the newly christened Indo-Pacific to China on a silver platter. And
I get everything I wanted. I serve notice. You are on notice. Really? What notice is that? That we're now responsible for the world? Is that our notice?
And one of the most distinctive thing was that on the question of trade deficits, you know, he actually agreed with President Xi Jinping in China very directly, saying, my feeling towards you is an incredibly warm one. And then he blamed his predecessors rather than China for the huge trade deficits.
Right, which is always smart because nothing is ever his fault. And when it comes back to being his fault, he will not only twist the lie, but he will compound it to make it even more confusing and add more lies. So all of those wormholes, as an extension of the first 5 or 6, are now 25 wormholes that every reporter in the world has to chase down these ridiculous stories and opinions and stupidity that constantly spews out of his cat anus mouth.
I know. Oh, a cat anus. Ooh, that's bad. You know, nobody in the world except, I think dogs don't mind licking it, actually. But
I know a species that doesn't like being near him. It's an eagle. I don't know if you've ever seen where they had to have him, he sat down next to a bald eagle and the bald eagle attacked him. They were trying to do a promo ad for his campaign, and he was like, he gets scared like a little wimp.
Well,
never in my life had I ever been more proud of a bald eagle.
An agitated bald eagle could make you shy back a little bit, you know.
Hold on now.
This eagle could never take off the ground.
I done heard you talking about this, that, and other thing now. You just don't say, never had any skilled tender, nothing in no closets, nowhere, son. Because I done did it. All right? I think you know me. This is Governor Jim.
Hey, do you have any children? Hey, Gov, do you have
You don't even know none of your damn business, son.
You got any kids?
I done did it. Just concentrate on getting West Virginians jobs. And the Democrats don't know how to do that. That's why I switched back to being a Republican. Because
you're an idiot. Stupid idiot.
I've
never met a dumber billionaire.
I got this leg here, got this gout in it.
Why don't you just cut that leg off?
Okay?
I got
hold on,
Dr. Lecter.
Hold on, give, now, son. Now, hold on.
Give me a knife, Dr. Lecter.
Time I got eat up all this.
Oh, no. There he goes. Goodbye.
I don't know what happened.
That was perfect.
I know.
He once again, the governor Jim Injustice has died on the air. That's really it's a remarkable thing. Only on the cafe will you, you know, hear.
Only here at the Mustard Cafe will you hear.
Yes, anything like. By the way, coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, I got to let you, I got to put a little ad in here.
By the way, this is Mr. Zuckerberg.
Oh, Mr. Zuckerberg,
once again. This proves why I need to block all of your content on any social media. Good day.
I'm not surprised, Mr. Zuckerberg.
Wow.
He just comes in to block us. That's all.
That was,
anyway,
yeah.
Ted Bettner is going to call in around 8, and he's going to try to explain this China deal, which...
China.
Now, let me just say all I know about it, which is very little at the moment. Okay, it's a letter of understanding, not a contract. Negotiated apparently by Wilbur and Senator Shelley Moore. I'm like a banker, Capito. And I don't know who else was involved in the thing, but. In any event, the deal is, on paper, is just staggering. $87 billion investment in gas production places, all of which would be headed to the port that's going to be built in Baltimore, right around the Maryland.
None of which will go, and none of the profits will go in anybody's pocket.
Well, now that's where, you know, it's going to be probably if the deal is actually even half of that. What is, let's look up, for example, West Virginia's GDP. And I'm guessing it's not going to be $87 billion.
No.
Let's see. West Virginia GDP. Okay. Well, what's the cash amount here? I'm looking for the cash amount.
Mm.
Hold on. Say something, Mike.
Say something.
Oh, yeah, here we go. West Virginia, current dollar GDP, $73 billion. So an $87 billion deal with China would be exceed the current total output of West Virginia. Coal, everything.
I get that, but as we know about these deals...
No, it won't ever be that much.
Consistently, it's not going to be that much. And honestly, I think they're, you know, they're not to be trusted.
Oh, well, no, but...
The deal's not to be trusted. She's not to be trusted. She hasn't proven that she could be trusted. She's full of shit.
No, the odds are that if this deal is concluded, everybody in the Republican Party will be paid off handsomely, and everybody else can go shit up a rope.
Right.
Okay, you know, I mean, that's what, you know, there'll be some jobs created out of it, but everybody else, the state will still stay, you know, number 50 in income.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, with these guys, okay, but nonetheless,
right.
Okay, I can tell you right now at that figure, with that amount of money, that every one of these guys will be knocked over, and they will take it. They'll take the deal. There'll be nothing on hell to stop it. And because that kind of money, you know. Now, the big question is Joe Manchin now, in my opinion. Because now there's an opportunity for Joe to say, okay, I'm sure he's not going to oppose the deal, but say, okay, where's the money going to go? Here, is this the solution to our education system? Is this the solution? You know, you can buy if someone was going to turn West Virginia University into Harvard and its public schools into, you know, something comparable with California, then I would say fine. I frankly would say fine, okay? I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, I know why, for example, really, look, why is China buying the gas? Well, because they're trying to replace coal with gas, right? That's what, you know, that's why they're buying it, you know? And also, China Now, they have a reputation, but I don't. We're dealing with an independent company to a certain extent now in China, not the government itself per se. So, I mean, I don't know. The Chinese government, though.
Come on, John.
Hold on. No. I just say this because it'll be worse. In Mozambique and in Botswana. Wait.
That's hilarious.
Wait. In Africa, both the Horn of Africa and in Botswana, a couple other places, when the Chinese came in and made an investment, okay, they did not do the U.S. thing, which is to go bribe the government with military hardware, okay?
Right.
And, you know, replace everybody with vicious...
Well, that's kind of our standard move.
Yeah. What they did is they go in, because the country doesn't have the ability to do what needs to be done. They said, we'll build you an airport. You don't even have one now. An international airport and a port where, you know, now you have some assets. Right? And well, you don't even have any assets before, okay? In exchange for extracting whatever, you know, minerals or natural resources they want from the country, right?
Sure.
And that ends up being, you know, in Botswana, it turned out to be a lifesaver for them. But I mean, now this is, that's why I say this is going to be an independent Chinese, well, quasi-independent Chinese company. And I don't know that they're going to do anything like, you know, the guarantee, you know, like if someone came into West Virginia and said, hey, in exchange for this investment, we'll do the following infrastructure things for your state. Hey, well, that might be something to negotiate about, right? You know, I mean, I can see an opening for Manchin if he wants to take it, okay? But I don't know. I mean, I think they're also boned up that it's unlikely to go anywhere except...
Well, I worry about, first and foremost, I worry about the initial deal, and then I worry about the long-term effects. So those are things. I understand that we certainly need help in this state, and I understand how appealing the influx of a great deal of money would look on the surface. But what are the long-term implications? What are the long-term trade implications? What exactly, specifically, is West Virginia getting out of the deal? What specifically can you tell me, both short-term and long-term, and even intermediate? What are we getting out of the deal? What the hell are we getting out of the deal?
So that's what I hope Ted's going to try to address some of. I don't know whether how much of it is of information is fully known, is really known yet, okay? But
right.
But he's going to... you dig it. They've been digging into it, so that'll be cool.
He's going to take a shot at it at 8 a.m.
Yeah. You know, I think that's
all you kids out there who have your internet dial set to enlightenradio.org, and you may want to take a little listen poop. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, find out, because this is big for West Virginia. I mean, potentially big.
Right.
Again, it's a letter of understanding. It's not actually a contract. You know, those the Chinese or the can back out of it at any time, and I mean, so it's.
Well, you know, if I can see Gene, but you know, we were going to do that deal, and the CEO talked to me, and then he met Jim Justice and decided not to.
Right, you know, it's like, oh my God.
What the hell is that?
So anyway, I think that's a very interesting development, actually. And you know, I saw Gail yesterday at the vigil.
I know, you told me.
He was so upset about it, man. He was just going nuts. Our friend Gail Becker. He was just like, oh my God, oh no, oh no. I said, Gail, you know, because calm down here, man. If someone actually writes the state a check for $87 billion, I promise you they're going to take it. Okay, so just start. You need to visit the cafe tomorrow morning. So, you know.
Yeah, give us a call, Gail, if you're hanging out. So, you know, I mean, it's a, you know, I have many, many questions. I have many, 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 lots of different people tell me. Some people say, I have read somewhere that I just wrote down. What? I say the wrong thing. What? And the dumbass Donnie Jr. dipshit is in a lot of trouble.
He's, really?
Yeah, because they found his DMs. His like our Insta messages back and forth with WikiLeaks.
Oh. This is Don Jr. This is not the Melania's kid. This is somebody. This is another one of the others.
No, this is his. This is his son. This is dumbass Donnie Jr.
But which? Well, I thought the child he has with is that not his child? The one that Melania?
No, that is his. Not with Melania. That's a younger child.
Yeah,
that child's 12, and I don't ever say anything about him.
Oh, okay. I got so there's another Don Jr. from Ivanka.
There's just one Don Jr. and an Eric.
Ah, Eric's the little one.
No, Eric's actually no.
Well, what's the little one's name?
Brandon, I think Brandon.
Oh, Brandon. That's right. He's got some.
Martin or Brandon.
Yeah, he got some real highbrow aristocratic name or some kind. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's okay. You know, just what it is.
That's okay. My name's John. Big.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had John D. Rockefeller. Don't tell him I don't have some royalty back there. You know, we have John the Baptist.
I have positively no response to that.
We have the gospel according to St. John.
Yeah, you're a winner. You're a winner.
I could come up with some heroes back there. I don't know.
Well, you know. My name, Mike. Means
Mike.
Great Greek God.
But you come from, you know.
But my last name means little spoon.
A Greek god with a little spoon.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Why did he starve to death? They gave him a very little spoon.
Give him the very tiny spoon. Stab him in the heart with a spoon. What a spoon, sir? Because that would hurt more. A blade's duller, you idiot. All right, that's enough.
Okay,
that was from Robin Hood. It was.
I want to. There's been a lot of talk, okay, about the insect population undergoing a decline, at least at reserves where they have been studied in farmland in Germany.
Right, in some cases, from what I've read, it's the combination of the poisons that are being released into the atmosphere by some of the extraction, but it's also has a lot to do with the power grids, too, the combination of the two. Now, I'm not going to subscribe to that theory until I see some documented evidence, but we both know that power lines over a long period of time, a lot of studies have shown, it can be very, very dastardly if they're not taken care of properly. You know, they have increased cancer clusters across the United States, and you know people aren't paying attention to that. So those numbers, you know, glandular cancers have exploded over the last 10 years. So
I believe that. And speaking of externalities, like $87 billion investments dropping on you. Okay.
You're making it sound like there's a big suitcase being dropped by a Chinese jet that's flying over West Virginia, over Charleston. Like, here you go! Here's your $87 million! Boom!
Yeah, right.
Oh, it landed right on my head! Ouch!
Well, I was thinking of actually the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs, because there's a new study out that says... that had it landed someplace else besides what is now the Gulf of Mexico.
By the way, everybody, if you're looking for optimism, this isn't the program for you. Right. Please.
If it had landed somewhere else, that the dinosaurs might not be extinct.
Yeah.
And but then there's a little quip at the end of the article. And in fact, he says, depending on how you look at it, they might not be extinct. All right. Anyway, so the asteroid is coming.
The next time I feed Marcus, I'll ask.
Yes,
I've been kind of inching up to it.
Right. Say, hey, man.
By the way, everybody who doesn't listen to this show, Marcus is my dragon.
Yeah.
like 50 million tons, and he has a cloaking device.
We had 42 downloads yesterday.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Off of Podbean.
That's crazy.
Off of Podbean. Yeah. Yeah. You know,
that's crazy.
It is crazy. And downloads don't count all the listens. Because it only counts a download if you right click and save it to your disk, you know. But anyway, I was looking in and over the past. It's been picking up a little bit over the past couple of weeks. So, anyway, I'm going into town. I guess I'm going over tomorrow. I'm going to have.
Big Bad John's going into town. Big Bad John's going into town.
Well, I want to have lunch with Larry, okay, who's getting off tomorrow. So I'm going to see if whether he's interested in. I'll call you when I'm coming over. You know, maybe you want to hang out with
me. Sit down with you guys?
Well, yeah. You know, maybe just kick it around. You know, so.
I might be able to fit that in.
You know, we can go. Hang out at
Maria's. I might be able to come over for lunch. Yeah.
Well, you sound.
Yeah, that's the ticket. I'll come over in my Honda. Mercedes.
You sound like. Yeah. I can't tell whether you're Kim Jong Un or whether you are.
No, that's Tommy Finnegan.
I know. I thought maybe that you
John
were Lovitz, Tom
John
Jones'
Lovitz.
Mother.
John Lovitz's character from SNL.
Remember Tom Joad's mother?
No, I don't. I do not.
We got tractored out by the cats, and we gotta get away.
Ooh, hold on a second.
Ooh, Kim, your weather machine is working perfectly today.
You make an old man reference it again. Yeah. Anytime you broadcast a show.
You know.
You make these older references nobody know or care about.
You know, I'm not going to have you.
So goddamn old.
I'm not going to have you to dinner anymore if you just can't keep the food in your mouth, okay?
Fired. Oh, speaking of food, we have plenty of food to keep me healthy, even in the Holocaust, the nuclear kind. Bye.
Your idea of a joke is really bizarre. Okay, but yeah.
Oof, man. Wow. That was both offensive and racist all at the same time.
You know, the guy really needs to be, I don't know. He needs to go to Miss Manners school in a little bit.
I think so. Yeah, just a little bit.
He might have something interesting to say if he could just, you know, keep the...
Right. Right.
Calm down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know. Mm-hmm. By the way, did you know...
Are you trying to say that Kim Jong-un's not cap? Is that what you're saying? Hey, by the way, Chris Matthews here. Okay, pretty good. Hey, Matthews here. Listen.
Hey, what's happening, Chris?
I don't know how you feel about the Asian trip. I wanted to get your insight here before we go there to play hardball. I just wanted to call and say, hey, what's your opinion of the trip to Asia? What do you think, John?
Stay home.
John, what do you think of the trip? Just give me some... I'll tell you what you think. This is what you think. You don't even think. Shut up.
Wow. Man, that's our media.
Yeah, that's
the media.
Sit at this table. Nah, you can't say that about all of our media because one Joy Reid is doing the Lord's work. Joy Reid is breaking this down and challenging. She had a young lady who used to be the head of the Republican Party in California on her show, and she was coming out with these talking points, and Joy kept saying, these are talking points. And the woman kept denying it. She's like, well, I don't know about anybody else, but... You know, they march in lockstep, and she was proving it. And
wow.
I thought that was... I was like, wow, that's really an incredible beatdown.
All right, here's another asteroid coming to get to us, okay?
Okay.
Ready? An exhaustive scientific report unveiled this month concluded that the Earth is experiencing the warmest period in recorded history and that the humans are the dominant cause of the temperature rise observed since the mid-20th century. However, that consensus does not extend to the American public. Now, here's an interesting thing, okay? In a Gallup survey... about one in four Republicans with only a high school education said they worried about climate change. But among college-educated Republicans, that figure does not increase, but decreases sharply to 8%. Only 8% of Republicans with a college degree think that climate change is, it is absolutely ridiculous. Now,
at this point, I think we should go ahead and cue the banjo music.
Maybe we should. You mean a little bit of...
And say something along the lines of, you got a pretty mouth, boy.
God, well, where did they go to college? And what did they study?
Interesting.
You know, I mean, that makes me, that's really...
My God's bigger than your God. My God's going to beat your God up. He's going to punch him right in the face. Going to beat him up. Going to beat him up. Going to punch him right in the face.
Of course, you know, the Marxist point of view would say that,
Don't you be breaking your Sharia law up on this program, son.
Everything's going to be more or less lined up according to the class position that you have. In other words, if you're sucking the toes of the billionaires, you're going to do what they say, and they don't want climate change because they're invested in oil, you dummy. And, I'm selling oil is what made them rich, and putting oil out of business is not what they're into. So, they got a natural, they got an obvious interest to lie all the way to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
So, they're not insane, but you who are sucking their toes,
too,
you're an idiot.
Let's also keep in mind that bank, said bank, is also complicit because they will do favors for.
Well, sure.
We need that money right away. We're on that.
Yeah, where's the depositor's money coming from?
But hey, listen, John, there's been a problem with your deposit, and we're going to have to wait another 6 days in order to credit it to your account. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Yeah, right. How about I charge you interest instead of you charging me?
Exactly.
You know, Jesus. It's just I don't know. It's getting worse and worse. So there you go. I mean, there's a education will not cure idiotic Republicanism.
John.
Yes, Senator Sanders. Thank you.
I just stopped by there. Look, this is a tenuous at best. We don't know all the information about this China deal.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you though. I'm already against it.
Really? Really, are you? Oh, whoa.
Nothing has been revealed. We don't very much like this entire administration.
Yeah, right.
No one is telling us anything. We're not getting any information. The more information we get, the more this is about collusion.
Yeah.
Paid for by oligarchs. But not, by the way, not just Russian oligarchs.
Ah.
Keep that in mind.
Okay, gotcha, buddy. Okay.
So, what I'll say, and I say it every time, enough is enough.
Bernie, you got a point. And thank you for calling in.
My God.
Senator Sanders is... Okay, so he's...
He was really curt this morning.
I know. We got to hold our breath here. I think he's right. We got to... Let's see. I mean, you're right. I mean, suppose... You know, Adolf Hitler, you know, comes to you and says, hey, I got a great big rock candy mountain for you guys. I really do. Just take a little lick of it, you know.
I believe he told me he had nothing to do with interfering in our election, and I believe it.
Yeah, well, if he didn't, who did?
Sir, did you just say you believe Putin over?
No, I said I believe he believes. That we believe, that they believe, that who believes, that I believe, that you believe, that I don't know what to believe.
Well, he walked it back. He only walked it back a little. He didn't even walk it back that far.
This is exactly what happened with Charlottesville. Exact same pattern. He came out and both sides, and then he came out and read it. It's just offensive. No. And then he came back and said, same thing. So.
Actually, he slipped. He said, now I trust my agencies now that my people are in there.
Yeah, exactly. He was. Yeah.
Now that I have the greatest minds.
Yeah. Right.
What was I supposed to say next?
Where's Melania? I like that little hint that came out in the news. I don't know if it has any truth to it. Probably doesn't. That Melania is the thing that anytime that he gets too spouty, she calms him down. I don't know how she does that, but anyway, he gets a little bit less foo-foo.
Well, then, he's also recreated in the kitchen in the White House. He has told them to recreate McDonald's recipes. He's a toddler. He's a freaking toddler.
That's okay, man. They got a little high chair for him over there. I'm sure it's.
By the way, everybody,
Like everything else in life, this broadcast must come to an end, and we thank you for listening to the Moosehead Cafe. We appreciate it. We're here 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. pretty much every day of the week or whatever Jack can tolerate me and I can tolerate him, everybody.
That's right. Most work days, you know, we're here when we can do it. But life, you know, may intervene at any moment here. And
remember,
the asteroid is coming. Just keep that in mind.
Keep in mind, too. If you consume, if you live in the great state of West Virginia, and you consume a moose turd for breakfast, the rest of your day is going to be sunshine, baby.
That's right, man. That's right. Look forward. Okay, pal. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye. And that brings our podcast to a close today, and we'll be podcasting it all in a minute.